Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're having a great time with our good buddy, Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. I'm loving the fact that you have this new website, fishcoastalcharters.com.
That's it. Yeah, my son, Matthew Florentino, built that website for me right before Fred Hall, and he's done a super job, not only for me, but for my guests that visit the page. And I really do try to update that reports page. If you go to the report, you'll see what I'm doing and what I've done in the past since we've started that website. But very easy to navigate, you know, sponsors page, what have you. It's a lot of, I try to post as many pictures as I can on the trips, and again, it connects to Facebook too. So,
okay,
you'll get to see that huge calico I caught the other day.
Oh,
that's probably about 3 inches on a big rip.
Fishcoastalcharters.com. We'll put that on our links page.
Thank you.
Definitely add it to our links page at hookup1090.com. But we're giving away. Benny has been very generous today. Right?
Well, you're not kidding. I mean, we talked about how much fun it is to fish with Benny and all the things that it includes: the tackle, the gear, the unbelievable platform, the instruction, and one lucky caller at the end of the day is going to get to go on one of those Coastal Charters, a half-day trip to go fishing with Captain Benny in July, all the gear included. It's just going to be an awesome opportunity and a very, very cool prize for one lucky caller. If you want to get your shot at winning that great trip with Captain Benny, 858-457-1090. That's our local line. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090.
All right, let's find out what's biting.
You got it. It's time for our catch report, and that fishdope.com report is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. We talked about Sean and the finest fish processing you can get earlier this morning, and it's just the case. Nobody does a better job than Fisherman's Processing. It's table ready. You open up the bag, it goes right to the grill. There's no trimming, there's no anything. It's just perfect, perfect filet, and they just do the best job. They've really revolutionized the processing business with all new things like their superior service, their superior product, innovations like pre-booking your processing orders, that great new tuna burger. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And let's start off that fishdope.com report with a man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey guys, well, the weather's better and the fish are biting, and personally I'm thinking that this Memorial Day weekend might be one for the record books. What an amazing spread of opportunity we have to take advantage of. Offshore, with this weather coming down, the guys are going to have some good working conditions. They're scouring that zone down there, 60, 70 miles, kind of centered around that 295 for that early season yellowfin. And that yellowfin, guys, man, they're nice ones. You know, some of that fish is 30, pushing 40 pounds like that, and it's biting pretty darn good, biting the jigs, biting the bait. Awful good signal for this time of year. Above the border, the 182 out to the corner, 43 zone, definitely worth a look. It's holding some of that nicer grade bluefin there, as is the middle of the butterfly. Don't be wandering down below the border, guys. That's a definite no-no. But there's bird school bluefin to be had there, and some of that stuff is pretty big. You can maybe get a jig strike trolling around while you're looking for birds there. The halcos, the rapalas, cedar plugs, all good standard stuff there. But watch for just a couple, three, four turns or a full-on bird school. That's all you need. Get up there and throw some bait and get some of that early bluefin. And also a new dimension developing here offshore. Yellows on kelps as far up as Redondo Beach. And then there was some fish between the east end and the 14-mile bank a couple days ago. And then on the ridge, and Danny from Fishdope just called me just a few minutes ago with yellows on kelps off of Oceanside. So we got a whole big area of that developing now. San Clemente Island, much slower on the yellows there. Maybe some of that stuff's pushing in closer to the beach here. But, you know, the weather was just tough there for a while and made it tough to get around the back and fish those areas where the bigger yellows have been hanging out. But calico bass fishing at the island there has been full speed biting the mackerels up in shallow water, man, that's just a blast fishing them like that. Santa Barbara Island had a couple reports from the Western Outdoor News Tournament guys last weekend. No sign of sea bass there. No squid, but some nice yellows and halibut at Catalina. The Western Outdoor News Sea Bass Tournament set a record there. They were zeroed. No sea bass at all weighed in. Very unfortunate. Best fishing was the bigger yellows out there on the bank, Farnsworth Bank. And since then, more yellows have showed up, mostly up to the west there. And it's a nice grade of fish, and the private boat guys are doing the best on the bigger ones, slow trolling mackerels there. Squid situation at Catalina, it's getting dire. Basically, the stuff is MIA, virtually nothing, and the seals eat almost everything that shows up under the lights. And then local, oh boy, man, big volume of new fish showed up on the 150, kind of got reloaded with some big schools. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday were like wide open out there, and then the weather came up and made it a little more difficult to fish these past couple days. But lots of fish there from the 150 to the southeast bank and then up to the west of there, up to Furman. And then also, guys, there is some fish on the other side of the rigs where mostly no one's been fishing there. But talking to a commercial guy yesterday, they've been getting some fish on the east side in that canyon there, and you know, virtually no pressure on that. And then saving the best for last, a little bit more big sea bass showing up along the kelp lines and on bird schools from the border all the way up to the deep hole. No big concentration, but just a little sprinkle of them tanker-grade sea bass. So I'd say collectively speaking, you know, we got better weather. We got some time to go fishing over Memorial Day weekend. You better get off that couch, guys. Go
yeah.
It's biting tomorrow.
Time right now.
Tomorrow looks like a good day for
good
weather, and you've still got Monday to recover from your trip offshore. I would dial up some fish dope, find out where to go tonight, and blaze offshore tomorrow. Go catch something.
You bet. Fishdope.com is the place. Mark reports, as you heard. He gets his info from Danny, and Danny gets his info from Mark. And this week you want to save $20. Hook up now, lowercase, no space. Hook
and
up now.
You're going to basically save $20 off of a new membership to fishdope.com. And, Mark, such good info up and down the beach, everywhere, everything that's going on right now. This is such a good time to have a Fishdope subscription, because when the early season stuff happens, you're going to be on it before the crowds.
But, you know, I mean, that's just so true, Ricky. And, you know, I was just sitting here kind of reviewing my notes and thinking about this report I just gave you guys. This is still May.
Right.
And with the exception of talking marlin and last year's crazy weird visitor, that wahoo, I mean, we covered all the bases, bluefin, yellowfin, offshore kelp paddy fishing for yellows. Holy cow, and it's May, guys.
Mark, and next weekend is still May.
Yeah, right.
It's still May.
Oh, we'll take it. May 23rd, and the offshore scene is happening.
Yeah. How do we find you, Mark, when I get more info?
We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone number at the store there is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, Pete, don't get too excited about all this.
Man, I'm right? Looking for a cough drop right now. I'm so pumped about going fishing.
Mark, appreciate a great report. Sure appreciate that, as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Getting better and better, guys. We'll be back.
Yep. We like it. Thanks, Mark. All right, now let's head on down the coast over to San Diego, go to C4 Sport Fishing, talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on there at C4?
Good morning, guys. You got a nice taste of what's going on right there with the previous report there. And very similar. Half day, doing very well. The morning trip's catching a lot of rockfish still. Definitely some good eating on there. The afternoon, they've been looking around, had some calico bass, some rockfish, barracuda, yellowtail. Yellowtail, at least one yellowtail pretty much every day for the last week. You know, two here, three there, five one day, one the other day. So you definitely got a shot at a lot of stuff on the half day there. Yellowtail, barracuda, bass, rockfish. About what you'd expect at this time of the season, except it's been this way for a couple months. We got a little early start there. Three-quarter day, San Diego yesterday, 14 anglers had 70 yellowtail down at the island, limits of yellowtail there. And it dropped off a little bit the day before that. They had one around the day before that, yellowtail and barracuda a little lighter. So, again, like I said, it's May. They've been catching yellowtail all year long. Definitely picked back up yesterday. The weather's kind of settled down a bit. A little gray out there right now, but nothing unusual. The Eclipse ran a three-quarter day trip yesterday. They actually went out looking for some bluefin. 11 anglers caught 9 bluefin. And it wasn't just 9 bluefin. From what I heard, there are some bigger fish in there, 40 to 60-pound bluefin, fishing in California waters there. So definitely options all across the board on the half-day, three-quarter day. Had some overnight boats out. The Tribute actually on a 3.5-day trip on the first day of their trip there. They had a great count. This was yesterday afternoon. I haven't gotten an updated count from them. They had 50 yellows, a couple yellow fin. The yellow fin were about 20 pounds, so good fishing there. Got a bunch of boats out today. We have 3 2.5-day boats. I had a day-and-a-half boat out there. Check the schedule. You can go online, seaforthlanding.com. our full schedule up there for the half day, the three quarter day, the twilight. Got some day and a half coming up next weekend, a 2 day on the Aztec next weekend. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383, and hopefully by now you got the gear ready to go and go out there and catch some fish.
Yeah, and we're also hopeful too, Marcos, that our neighbors to the south, Mexico, will come to their senses and be a good neighbor and allow that zero take on bluefin that they're instituting to go. Once we adopt the new regulations here, a lot of people are feeling that they're going to adopt that two-fish regulation also. And we certainly hope that Mexico is a good neighbor and does that, because for them to justify the take, the commercial take, 3,300 ton of commercial fish of bluefin, and to have a zero take on sport fish is just wrong. I'm sorry.
It is.
That is just not right, and you're not being good neighbors. So, Mexico, message to you, come on. Do the right thing.
Like I said, especially when they implement the new rules up here, I mean, who needs more than 250-pound bluefin? You know,
exactly.
It definitely opened up some ability there, and like you said, I mean, it's not like bluefin's a staple for us, but it's really nice to be able to go down there and catch them, especially when fishing's good. And honestly, a lot of these boat captains, you know, the perception may be otherwise. Most of these guys know that this is how they make their living, and they're not going to go down there and kill every bluefin they possibly can and decimate that. So hopefully that turns around there. If not, in the meantime, we'll catch them in California waters as long as we can there. Lots of stuff to catch, so definitely check out the website. Come fishing.
Absolutely.
Great
it's time to go fishing. Yeah. Unfortunately, there's plenty of fish to catch, but still, I have to say,
we need to send
that message to Mexico that you need to do the right thing, and because you're allowing it's not like you're worried about conservation if you're given the right for commercial guys to take 3,300 ton. You're being a bad neighbor. Right. So come on, Mexico. Let's
make
do
it happen.
All right, Marcos, that's my soapbox today. And we'll talk
to
you next
Marcos.
Week.
No problem. We'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. Appreciate that. That's our catch report. Let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
You got it, man. Well, the phones, again, they are packed up. How about we talk to Rudy from Carlsbad? Rudy, appreciate you hanging in there with us. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning,
first, Ricky, you're the one that named me Bo Tangles, you know, because of the competition. Maybe if I go out with Benny, I'll learn how to cast properly.
I don't think
I've got a question. I'm thinking of, you know, taking my grandson out, you know, he hasn't even been out on a boat, so I'm thinking of taking him out. What's your cost for, you know, the day?
Half day fishing is $400. And how old's your grandson?
He's 18.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Yeah, perfect for him. And the variety and the fact that it's just you and him and myself, it really makes it for a nice way to spend the day, because you don't have other people kind of, you know, interrupting your day with your grandson. To me, those are special times when you can share an experience coming out with me, with you, your grandson, you, your son, daughter, whatever it may be. It's a personal affair, and I understand that. You know, obviously the goal is always to catch, but, you know, whenever you could spend quality time with people, you know, family, friends, business partners, I try to do my best to ensure that that happens, with fishing getting in the way.
And you make it so easy in that nobody has to worry about anything. You
know,
you don't have to worry about anything. The boat, the gear, everything is handled. You get to just go out, have fun with whoever it is that you're with, whatever, you know, atmosphere you're trying to create, and you'll take care of all the hard parts.
Yeah, and that's it. That's it.
So it would be $800 to go out for the day, right?
Oh, no, absolutely not. It would be $400 for up to two anglers.
That's the cost of the boat for the two of you.
Yeah. And that's how many hours?
Seven.
Wow.
Yeah, That's no half day. I got news for you, bro.
Yeah, not a half day.
And again, Rudy, I supply you with non-alcoholic beverages, you know, and snacks, and then all the tackle. I have backups of everything, so if you backlash one, I'll hand you another one, and I don't want you to lose any time in the water while we're fishing, so I'll take care of that for you.
You bet. Hey, thanks a lot, Rudy. Book a trip. FishCoastalCharters.com, or what's your phone number?
Or 310-779-0397.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Rich. Rich is calling from Temecula this morning. Rich, good morning again. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I had a couple questions. Fluorocarbon, like on the, if you're using live bait or even a jig or lure for calico and sand bass, do you think you should use fluorocarbon? And on the small bluefin also, I heard they can't see the mono. Is that true?
I'll go to the bass question. As far as fluorocarbon, it's all personal preference. A lot of anglers like using fluorocarbon. A lot of the swim baits I straight tie to the lure. Surface iron, I like using, I'm fishing 80 and 65, Power Pro, and I'm tying a monofilament leader, anything from 60 down to 40. And I'm just, straight tying that. And I only use mono more as shock and a little bit of stretch than anything. You know, anytime you're lure fishing, the fish only want, they see the lure, they don't see the line, they don't see anything else. They really want to attack the lure. So, in my experience, you know, straight tie on swim baits and hard baits and spinner baits, and then surface iron. I just like I said, a 50 to 40 pound monofilament leader.
All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Ryan just sent us a note that Marcos from Seaforth called back and just wanted to remind everybody that next weekend is Rock and Roll Marathon.
Oh.
So if you're planning on going to Seaforth, just jump on their website. Just it'll show you the route of the
next
course.
Next Sunday, right?
Yeah, alternate routes, that kind of thing. I'll pull it back up here.
Is it Saturday or Sunday?
I had their website. The event is 29th through the 30th, so I don't know which day.
So Saturday the 30th, right? Adam, you think? The Rock and Roll Marathon is actually Sunday.
There you go, yeah.
So,
Sunday the 31st is the marathon day.
It's a mess.
So yeah, it is.
Even for us to come to work, we've got to look at the website just to get around San Diego that day. And a great story from back in
That's
the old
my favorite.
Days.
I know exactly what you're going
to
say.
When we used to be down on Pacific Highway at another station, and Marty Milner was the co-host, and you were there, Ricky.
Totally.
Right? I mean, we're talking 20 years ago, 15 years ago. And the Rock and Roll Marathon was running right in front of the radio station.
In front of the building.
In front of the building.
When we went in the morning, it was so early that you could drive in no problem.
Yeah. And come out, and the police officer says, nope.
It's closed.
Sorry, man. Yeah,
you're staying
gonna
here
until
the race
be
is
here
over.
Till noon, right? And this is like 8 o'clock in the morning, right? And I was like, so Marty goes over the police officer, and the guy looks at him. And he says, "You're Marty Milner.
You're one Adam 12.
Yeah, you're one Adam 12. Follow me." And we got a police escort out of there. So
you guys I became a cop because of watching you on Adam 12. You
awesome.
Follow me.
So that was a great story. In fact, I was talking to Marty's son Stuart the other day, and we were sharing great stories about Marty.
That's awesome.
He's still around. Marty's still around, but lots of good memories, and that's a really good one. Whenever Rock and Roll Marathon comes up, I always think about that.
That's cool. Hey, well, the phone lines are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Benny. How about we jump right back into the phones and talk to John, who's calling us from Orange. Good morning, John. Thanks for hanging in there with us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning, John. John.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, John.
Looking forward to good year coming up out on the water. I'm got all my Shimano gear in and had it serviced, and I drug out. A friend of mine gave me a 9-foot stick for throwing iron, and I was setting it up with a Torium. It's an old Calstar BT530, and I was going to go out and practice, get ready. You know, I'm not that great of a surface iron guy, and it was looking for some tips, and I also wanted to get some information about using wire and a little bit of history on that technique, if I could.
Okay, as far as...
I mean, wire on a surface.
The dart method.
Yeah, it's kind of become a lost art, but in the day, that was what you did. You know, I mean, every lure was wired, and...
Say, it gave it better action, right?
Yeah, it just gave it was just a different connection to the ring rather than a knot like mono. You would tie a haywire twist, and back in the day, they used Beecham wire, and it was... you know, now the single strand Wahoo, it's always single strand, not a multi-strand thing. You haywire twist, you know, a 12 to 18 inch piece of wire. And there are some jigs that for sure swim better when they're attached to a piece of wire. And there's some jigs that don't swim as good. Those old candy bars was always like the traditional thing that you always, back in the day, you always wired your candy bar because they swam so much better and you could wind them slower and they really moved good on a slow wind on a piece of wire. And it still certainly has its merit. It's something that is done a lot less often
now, but I mean, it definitely works. If you'd be amazed if you have a jig that swims, if you're pretty savvy on your lures and you have a jig that swims good but not maybe great, you'd be amazed at how different that lure can swim if you fish it on straight 65-pound Power Pro and then attach that Power Pro to a ring and a little piece of wire. You'd be amazed at how much different that lure can react. Sometimes for the much better, and honestly, sometimes for the worse. So something that you've just got
to
play with. But yeah, absolutely it is.
All right.
That's it.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. And how about we jump back into them? This time we're going to talk to Vernon, calling us from Lytle Creek this morning. Hey, Vernon, welcome to the show.
Hi, Vernon.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, you answered part of my question already with the jig fishing, the iron and the mono with the straight tie and the swim baits. But this Super 8 Slick, does it come in different colors, and what color would you recommend? And then if a guy like me, I don't know if I like throwing really heavy line. What would be the lightest Power Pro to use for throwing iron?
I would say, I've never thrown anything less than 65. I mean,
maybe the Mark Mills method, you know.
Yeah, 2 pound for the Mills method?
I would say the minimum that I would feel comfortable with is probably 50, but I feel... I mean, for throwing the surface iron, I honestly think 65 is like
it's perfect.
Is the perfect, because you have to remember the diameter of it is like, you know, 16 pound test monofilament, so it's a thin line for launching a 5 ounce 7x or even a kicker light. I mean, it's you're launching some ounces off that thing, and you know the loss ratio could be heavy casting them off if you get a pretty good backlash. Plus, you never know what you're going to hook. You might hook a 30-pound yellow, and you're going to spend some time on that fish or a fish of a lifetime and get broken off. So there's a lot of variables.
And same deal, we have the X factor now that we didn't have 10 years ago, and that's the problem with sea lions. And, I mean, you know, in most of the areas with good concentrations of yellowtail, you can't take all the time in the world anymore. Like, you know, at least fishing around the Coronado Islands, that's the bigger factor than anything else, is trying to get your fish before a sea lion gets it, and gear just has to be a little bigger. It's just an unfortunate thing, but it's kind of part of it. You've got to be able to fish a heavier drag and pull a little harder, and heavier line is necessary.
Very good point. And when you're chasing bird schools, the key is to get that fish in the boat right away so you can move up to get on another bird school really quick. So that's why 80-pound, it sounds kind of heavy, but you know, you want to get that 20 plus pound fish in the boat right away so you can move on to the next goal and get away from those pesky sea lions.
We fish more 40 pound mono than everything else, and 80 pound Power Pro is still skinnier than 40 pound mono is. So I mean, if it's a diameter thing you're worried about, it's, you know, 40 pound mono is still overwhelmingly the most common size, and all those Power Pros are still going to be skinnier than that,
no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to Brian, who's calling us from Wildomar this morning. Good morning, Brian, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Brian.
The previous caller took my daddy's question about live bait, so he's making me ask Benny, can the winner pay for a full day upgrade, and can he take me?
How old are you?
Eight.
Dude, you're all on it. If your dad wins, you're on it, buddy.
That's awesome.
You and a buddy would be fine, yeah. And we would just make a day for you. How's that, Brian?
That sounds awesome.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Captains Mark Gillette and Chris Switzer want you to know now is the time to book your trips and charters aboard the Eclipse and Commander. The newest addition to their family, the 65-foot Commander, is a super clean vessel that is low to the water, with RSW fish hold and spacious galley. Perfect for 1 to 2 day trips from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come experience superior customer service, the finest fish handling, and quality food aboard the Commander. The same great service that has made the Eclipse one of the top boats in the fleet. Their slogan, "Compromise Elsewhere," says it all. The Eclipse is the whitest sport fisher in her class, offering plenty of room with the rail. The Eclipse from Seaforth Sport Fishing sets the standard in quality and style for your offshore trip from 1 to 3 days. Charters and open party trips are available now aboard the Commander, and a limited number of charters are available aboard the Eclipse. To secure your spot, call Eclipse Commander Sport Fishing at 619-995-6880 or book online at eclipsesportfishing.com or commandersportfishing.com.
Good morning. from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons. And outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to Fisherman'sLanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
Hey, Seaguar fans, the wait is over for premium quality pink fluorocarbon leader material. Seaguar Pink Label is made from the same proprietary process and exclusive Seaguar resins you trust. Seaguar Pink Label is soft and supple, yet provides superior knot and tensile strength. In fact, it has 30% better knot strength than competitive floral lines. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of Pink Label will be donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Inc. Get Seaguar Pink Label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. To learn more, visit Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, I want to remind you, our good friends Jim and Mary over at Poway Valley Collision, you know, it's been a little bit wet out there, and I've heard of some fender benders around, and you need your car fixed, whether you had a fender bender or just, you know, an unfortunate accident. Jim and Mary, they're the best.
I agree, man.
They are,
man,
just such great people. And Poway Valley Collision does the job better than anybody else. It's worth a drive from anywhere in Southern California. Mary and Jim will set you up with a rental car. They take most insurances. Everything about Poway Valley Collision, it's a no, as they say, it's a no-brainer. You just give them a call, and they will take care of you. And they're going down on our Rancho Leonero trip here, coming
nice.
Up here in a couple weeks, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's, like you say, just such family-type people in that business,
yeah.
And they're so nice and so helpful. And, you know, I had somebody run into the back of my car a couple years ago and just can't even begin to tell you how easy the process was. And it came out better looking than when I brought it in.
Way better. So PowayValleyCollision.com, or just give them a call and they'll hook you up.
That's it, for sure. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Benny, so let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Wayne, who's calling us from Huntington. Wayne, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Wayne.
Benny, hey, that isn't such a small fish. I mean, it's almost as big as your lure.
That's a cool picture.
Hey, I was wondering, will you take a person's boat out for them and show them their electronics? And a couple places out at the island.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've done quite a few of those trips already. And, you know, along with the instruction from the fishing part, I also do that. You know, I am with Simrad Lowrance, so I'm pretty versed on any of the touch and even the manual Gen 2 and HDS equipment. So I can help you with that. If there's anything else that, you know, any other electronics you have, I'm pretty good about navigating through those pretty good. And then, you know, boat instruction, safety, and who to call and that sort of thing if you're kind of new to the game. And kind of, again, it's eliminating the learning curve, you know, the trials and tribulations of boat ownership over the years. I've had six boats. This is my sixth boat. And so over the years, you kind of learn by, you know, trial and error. So absolutely, we'd love to do that. You're in Huntington Beach, Wayne. If you want to talk to me some more, you could either you've already been on my website, so my email address is there and my phone number. But I'll also be at the Sports Chalet in Huntington Beach the first week of June, I believe, doing a seminar there for Shimano. So if you'd like to come out and talk to me then also, feel free to come out. It'd be nice to meet you and talk a little bit about fishing. We could talk more about your boat then.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks, Wayne.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Dennis, calling us from Norwalk. Good morning, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yes, good morning, Benny.
Morning, Dennis.
The question I have is about your boat, okay? I went on one charter maybe when Ronnie Kovac was alive. It's been like 8 years ago.
Okay.
And when we went out, we went directly to the island, okay? My question is, how far would you go out on your boat on a charter?
Well, I do get to San Clemente Island. And I've been, you know, offshore fishing, depending on weather, Catalina and local.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
As far as a guy would want to go to catch fish, I mean, yellow, San Clemente being a not a, a short jaunt, but easy in a boat like yours.
If the weather's right.
If the weather's right, yeah.
Yeah, and then we have so many great forecasting tools now, we can know when the weather's right, like tomorrow.
Yeah.
We looked at the weather. You're going.
I'm going tomorrow. Yep.
Yeah.
Have a charter going to San Clemente.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Sam and Irvine, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning. I had a question for Benny. Do you ever fish the flatfall jig in your inshore fishing, or is it like all surface irons? If it's all surface irons, what's your top two?
Good question.
Well, that's great. As far as flat fall, yes, absolutely. You know, instead of yo-yoing, a lot of times if you're trying to cover the water column, that's a great tool, a great lure to cover the water column. You know, yo-yo fishing, a lot of times that fish is deep, usually
right.
About up to 30 feet off the bottom. Flat fall, if the fish are kind of scattered, you know, from surface down to the bottom,
right.
You can cover a lot of area. So, and as far as surface iron colors, you know, they have a number of jigs over the years that I helped develop. One's called the BF Special by Taddy. If you go on my website, I think there's a couple of pictures posted with some really nice-looking calico bass I caught on there. And it also worked really well for the yellowtail, believe it or not.
Is that a BF Special?
Yeah, it's kind of like an amber gold with a black tail. I'm a firm believer with a lot of lures with black tails. There's also like a mint silver white with a black tail that's been really, really well for the yellows.
All right, there
Good
you
call.
Go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always loaded with great information. This week they have the latest on the Catalina Sea Bass Tournament. Or no sea bass tournament last week.
good yellow tournament, though.
A really good yellowtail tournament. And if you're really lucky, you can get a copy and have Rockhard Rick autograph his picture that's in there of that monster 45-plus-pound yellowtail that he's leading
nice.
The pack with.
That was
yeah,
a beast.
It's a good one. So check that out. Lots of good stuff and a nice article about tactics for yellowtail by Dwayne Diego in there, too. So check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. We're going to talk to Johnny. Johnny's calling us from Irvine this morning. Hi, Johnny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Johnny.
Morning. How you doing?
Good. Hey, Johnny.
How you doing, Johnny?
Hey, I got a question. I was actually out fishing yesterday. I was on a pretty far drop back, and my line got pretty deep into my spectra, and I noticed it was spraying, almost melting. When I got it home, I rechecked it. It was pretty rotted. How can I avoid that with my other spectra?
Rotting spectra.
How old is it?
Let me. I would guess, and I have no clue, but just from the sounds of that, when you say it was frayed, I'll bet it was when you got down in this pool. Was it very like almost wavy looking, more than frayed, or was it, you know, like a fray, like you'd be rubbing it over the? Here's what my thought is, and I just have the visual in my mind is we see it a lot in the tackle store, especially reels that. Are you know, that haven't gotten into the spectra for quite a while. Spectra needs to be wound on very tight. Like that's the big part of spectra. And when it's wound on loose, like if you put you know, for whatever, say some scenario happened where hundreds of yards of your Spectra came off the reel and you broke it off of the hook and you're just winding loose line back on the reel, if you weren't putting appropriate tension on it, and then you got it all on your reel, then you put your mono back on, then you caught a fish, and that mono was wound tight over the loose Spectra, that Spectra will almost like collapse on itself, and it gets that look where it's very wavy and almost, you know, kinky looking on the spool, and I would almost guess that's what had to be the thing. Without seeing it, that would be what my thought is. And it's still okay. It just needs to come off of the reel. I would say go into a tackle store, have them wind all that line off onto a spool, and then put it back on the reel with appropriate tension, and you should be good to go.
Yeah, because I put some between my fingers, and it's actually coming off onto my fingers.
Yeah, I mean, there's different types of Spectras out there that have different coatings on them. Some Spectras are made with a coating that helps keep them more round so they cast better, and some of those coatings will just come off in time from, you know, line guides and, you know, level winds on reels and things like that. So,
but if there's any doubt, just change it.
Yeah, I agree.
Get rid of it. Sounds like it's time to wind some new line on there, and that would be the best. I mean, it's not cheap, but... No. If you take care of your Spectra, you have it on your reel the proper way, it's going to last a long time.
Only the connection from you and the fish.
Yeah.
You're right, it's not cheap, but neither is fuel and bait and your time and your trip and everything
if you hook
else.
The
and,
one?
Totally, man.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Norman calling us from San Diego. Hi, Norman. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a question for Benny connecting fluoro to mono at the end of the, you want to put a 6 foot section on the end. What's the preference for the connecting knot?
You know, I tie knots pretty simple. There's a bajillion knots out there now. If you were to Google knot connections, you'll have a ton, and everybody has a preference. And to be honest with you, mine is still a uni to uni knot, fishing yellows, fishing bass. You know, the RP knot or the John Collins knot is a real good knot that's simple, small.
For Spectra, for Power Pro to fluorocarbon or mono?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. You know, so it's very simple. It's what the angler feels comfortable doing on the spot. You know, I mean, you can get there, tie an Albright, but, you know, it takes a little bit of time to stand there and do an Albright, but those other two knots I find are easy, fast, and pretty efficient. There are some technical knots, but you have to spend some time on tying those knots.
What about surgeon's knots? I've seen people, especially a lot of the marlin guys, use surgeon's knots.
Yeah, and again, that's an old
simple,
knot,
old.
And it's simple, and that's what they're used to tying. It's just like down in Mexico, a lot of those guys like tying a perfection loop in all their hooks. You know, it's just what they're
especially
used to
like
doing.
Like if you want to put a little. A leader on a piece of mono for like a Seaguar fluorocarbon leader. You know, that surgeon's loop works pretty well.
Sure. Yep.
I kind of like the back-to-back uni for that.
I agree.
It's a little more consistent.
Yep.
And maybe a little stronger. I don't know.
Yeah, not much failure rate on that on the back-to-back uni.
Yeah.
And it's quick and easy.
Yeah,
and
that's
the most important part about it.
Especially on a small boat.
So let me ask you this, Rick. Okay, I have a situation where I have a Trinidad A where I have quite a bit of mono on it, and I have some... Power Pro down below. Now, I'm kind of like off mono now. I would just really like fishing Power Pro with a short top shot. So do I have to take that Power Pro off and put a whole new thing of Power Pro on, or can I add to that?
Plenty of good connections to
and
go
it's not
from,
hollow,
yep,
by the way.
Plenty of good connections to go from solid Power Pro to solid Power Pro. Honestly, in most scenarios that you're going to hook, the size of fish you're going to be hooking with a Trinidad 20, a back-to-back uni is fine. I mean, it's perfectly fine. And I joked, there are stronger connections. The very strongest way, in my opinion, to connect two solid Spectras is to tie two Biminis and then loop-to-loop the two Bimini twists.
Right, yeah, that's what I thought.
But
it's a little lower profile, too.
Yep. And it depends a little bit, too, on where and how much you're adding. One of the things we do a lot of times in the shop, if a guy, you know, had... Back in the day, you know, going back, like I said, 15 years ago, 10 years ago... The Spectra, we always used to, when I started working at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the 300-yard top shot was the thing. For big fishing, that's what you want. You put Spectra on the bottom, and you put 300 yards of mono on top. Now we put 3 yards of mono on top. So So, but the Spectra is not bad. So what we do is we try and get an idea of how much, if you're going to be putting more on top than you have on the bottom, we leave it alone. But if you're only adding like 100 yards, a lot of times we'll make the connection, take the line off of the reel, transfer it to a spool, transfer that to a spool and put it back on the reel so your connection is now on the bottom of the spool. So say you've got 400 yards on the reel already and you're only adding 100 yards, we basically flip-flop them so that that knot is at the bottom. So that you still have, you're going to go through 400 yards before you get to the connection before it comes off the reel. Yeah. Even though the connection's foolproof, probably a line without a knot in it is always going to be better than a line with a knot.
Always a better deal, yeah, so. Indeed. Now, you talking about the search and sloop, you reminded me that Mammoth Lakes full speed ahead, and I've got to get the Mammoth Lakes fish report I received here yesterday, and there it's pretty good fishing up there. They're adding another 1,200 pounds of trophy trout that's going to be stocked last week in Mammoth Lakes. They're, every week they're adding fish up to 9 pounds in Mammoth Lakes, and it's not thanks to the state or your license; it's thanks to Mammoth Lakes because they've purchased a lot of a hard-fighting fish from hatchery in Oregon, and they're bringing them down, and they're stocking heavily there. So 1,600 pounds of fish is going to be stocked June 9th. So that would be a good week to go up.
No doubt.
So check that out, indeed. And thanks a lot for your call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back into the phones? This time we're going to talk to Brian, calling from Claremont. What's up, Brian? Welcome to the show.
Well, you hit it right on the nose, guys. That's what I was going to ask. If you could give me a good lake to go to up there in Mammoth, I'm going up that week.
Oh, you're going up the week of June 9th?
Nice.
I'm reading it right here. Boom. 1,600 pounds of trout will be stocked in all the lakes in Mammoth Lakes Basin the week of June 9th. And, you know, I love Twin Lakes. It's such a cool place. And
cool.
You go on the upper Twin there by the waterfall, and you float tube. I love float tubing in that lake. Lake Mary would be a great choice. Lake Mame, you know, they're all pretty nice up there.
And how about Convict Lake?
A cool lake.
Convict is, it can be amazing, yeah.
Plus a good spot to eat when you're done.
Yeah, fantastic place to eat. Yeah, and they do their own stocking there at Convict.
Okay.
So, and another just picturesque great lake. So try them all. Why not? Crowley, man. Crowley's been biting too, so don't miss Crowley.
Crowley, yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right. Enjoy your trip up
Eastern
Sierra and Mammoth Lakes there. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we talk next to Mike, calling from Carlsbad. What's up, Mike? Welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning.
All right, Mike.
I just had a quick question. I have a Corrado 300 with a 8-foot Therese rod. I was wondering if it would be good enough for surface iron fishing.
It's probably not the ideal, but you can throw a smaller profile surface iron for calicos. I know that I have some younger anglers that come on the boat, and I usually let them fish a Corrado E with Therese medium heavy. And we're throwing anything from an A1, Tatty A1 light to a Tatty C. Once you get into those bigger lures like your 45s and your 7Xs and that sort of thing, a little bit cumbersome for throwing a bigger lure, a little bit more weight. The smaller lures fit that profile perfect.
Yeah, and, of course, a wax wing, too.
And, of course, absolutely a wax wing.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Indeed. What do you think of those new sinking wax wings?
You know, the suspenders.
The suspenders, yeah.
We fished a lot of that last week because I had some lure field testers out from Japan. And, you know, it's still one of those tools, you know, that fish like it, you know, when you kill it. My favorite is when you could wind and chuck a lure fast, like the regular 118 bone wax wing. That's just my go-to.
I know you've got all three, and I know that all three of them work very well, but real quick, because you've been doing so much surface iron fishing, what's your favorite? You've got a Torium 20 HG, a Trinidad 20A, or a brand new Tranx. And I know, trust me, that all of those are great surface iron reels. What's your favorite?
You know, Tranx.
Really?
HG.
Okay.
I have it all, and I fished them all, but the Tranx by far, again, the power, the castability, and the fact you don't have to think about putting the line back on the reel.
So nice. And if you're a little less adept than Benny Florentino at casting, you have the breaks.
Sure, it's a typical breaking system. You know, and that's the thing. You can adjust it to one's ability on the fly. You open up the side plate, adjust the brakes.
It's an amazing.
And you're
good
to go.
It's an amazing machine.
Yeah, it is.
Very cool. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's going fishing with Benny. We got more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Fish and Mission is the best way to get involved in the growing sport of kayak fishing. And Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay will host this great event every Sunday in April and May. Now you can take part in a kayak fishing trip with a professional guide and a top-of-the-line, fully outfitted 2015 Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And kids are welcome too. A 5-hour fully guided kayak fishing trip on Mission Bay, including use of the latest model Hobie kayak, fishing gear, and more. It's Fish and Mission with Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Easy to sign up online at FastLaneSailing.com or call 619-222-0766. Sign up soon. They will sell out.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
At Rancho Leonero, very seldom are we going to send out any more than 15 or 20 boats at one time or one day. And because the ranch has two specific bait guys, everyone gets bait, everyone gets their boat. The stress level is way down at the ranch. We make it as easy as we can make it. From the meals right on down the line, very few decisions over the day. And, you know, we've got the Wi-Fi internet now, and everybody can get on if they want and access their email or not. We've been working on the ranch continually. You know, I did a $500,000 renovation, upgrading the hotel, the bar. So we're working at it. And the most important thing is just our guests and taking care of them. We really appreciate them. So every guest that comes through gets special attention. We make sure they do. We'll guarantee you the best Baja vacation possible. You're in my home, and I'll take good care of you. RanchoLeonero.com, old Baja style.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the winner of the half-day trip going fishing with Captain Benny Florentino and Coastal Charters is going to Sam in Irvine. Sam, congratulations. You are going to love fishing with Captain Benny.
Yeah, Benny will get a hold of you. You'll plan your trip and have a good old time. And if you want to plan your own trip with Captain Benny, I'm telling you, I've been out with him, take some friends out with me. I highly recommend it, a time with Benny, whether it be a full day or a half day or whatever.
That's it. And you can reach me at phone numbers 310-779-0397. Go to the website at fishcoastalcharters.com, Facebook, Instagram, you name
all
it.
That
stuff. All that good stuff.
All right,
yeah.
Cool, Benny. Well, thanks for being here.
Thanks
for
having
appreciate
me.
Appreciate it very much, and thank you for being here. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, and we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., with the captain, Doug Kern, from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and he's going to have a great show talking fishing tackle tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m., right here on the Mighty 1090. We'll see you then.